Good day. You're with Paige Estrotori on this Wednesday, August 13th, 2025, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Starting off, a pressing concern in Australia's financial realm. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has signaled its intent to take action. The regulatory body, troubled by the transparency of professional indemnity insurance, carried out a market review for Australian financial services license holders. An unsightly revelation took center stage, a disturbing lack of clarity on PI coverage and prolonged claims resolution. As we anticipate corrective actions from ASIC, it will be intriguing to note how these regulatory initiatives interact with the updated financial advisors register, expected by the end of this month. Swinging our sights to a case that resonates with travelers. An individual triumphed over HDI Global in a dispute related to unexpected medical expenditure during his overseas trip. The ordeal started with an unforeseen cat bite in Albania, trailed by a detour to London for crucial vaccinations. However, HDI Global declined to shoulder his London accommodation claims, prompting the intervention of the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. The traveler's victory underscores the necessity for transparent travel insurance policies and highlights the complexities of coverage in out-of-the-ordinary medical emergencies. Shifting gears to innovation within the insurance landscape. The Australian life insurance sector is undergoing a significant transform thanks to Ascenda's revolutionary digital personal medical attendant report. Bye-bye, slow paper-based processes. Hello to accelerated eligibility assessments and potentially setting a new industry standard via automated insurtech advances, courtesy of Underwrite Me. Not to mention the boon this technological marvel could mean for over a million inadequately insured Australians. Lastly, coming in from Victoria, a $34 million settlement has been approved, putting a conclusion to a class action lawsuit against Suncorp concerning illegal add-on insurance sales through MTA Insurance. The settlement, approved by Justice Patricia Matthews, will offer financial relief, presumably within 13 to 14 months. Even though Suncorp denied any allegations, they agreed to reconcile the dispute, saving themselves a lengthy and high-profile legal battle. So, a busy week it's been, filled with regulatory intent, courtroom resolutions, and tech innovations spearheading change. Making sense of it all, Financial Services Online is here to ensure Australian consumers can navigate the financial landscape with the required knowledge. For any personal or business insurance requirements, visit our website. So until next week, here's Paige Estrotori signing off. Remember, staying informed is the best policy.